V-92. Air Force One, 200 miles southeast of La Paz, Bolivia. Against their will? President Slater barked incredulously into her phone, which had been handed to her at 40,000 feet by a trusted aide as she made her way to Buenos Aires. I don't care how you know he was contacted. I care that you took them using force, and now you're wasting time asking my permission to reunite them. Of course reunite them, you stupid— Slater trailed off, leaning forward and pinching the bridge of her nose between her thumb and forefinger. It was proving difficult to stop her mind from jumping into worst-case scenarios of what could happen next when the world found out that federal agents were treating Dan McCarthy and Emma Ford like criminals. But that was just one of many problems raised by the news she'd just received. If Dan really had been contacted again, particularly on the eve of Worldwide Contact Day anniversary celebrations and the GCC's inauguration gala, the list of the kinds of disruptive and destabilizing events that might follow was almost endless. Much, of course, depended on the nature of the message he had received. If his insinuation that its content was related to an imminent GeoSov attack turned out to be true, she very much wanted to hear all about it. There was, however, no doubt in Slater's mind that Dan would have shared it voluntarily. Despite their differences in the past, he had never been one to act out of spite, and that only made things more frustrating. The reckless actions of the agents who seized Dan and Emma angered her immensely, since this was one issue that could have been easily avoided. And without knowing exactly what the supposedly GeoSov-related message pertained to, she quietly hoped that it would prove easy to deal with, too. In a matter of hours, she would be on the ground with William Godfrey, and the scope of their discussions was clearly no longer going to be limited to the topic of how to best navigate the growing war of words between Buenos Aires and Beijing. Every little development that painted the United States in a bad light gave ELF nations another stick with which to beat the GCC, but a development like this was unprecedented. If news got out that the messengers had reached out to Dan McCarthy and that American agents had violently seized him before he could tell another soul, the time for words would be gone. As President Slater knew only too well, the time for protests and quite likely riots would be upon her. And that was without even thinking about the reputational damage such a story would deal to the GCC and all of the geopolitical ramifications that came with that. I don't need you making my life any more difficult than it already is, Slater said. So just give Dan exactly what he wants, record exactly what he tells you, and give me a report immediately. Emma isn't stupid, and we know they don't want any public attention. This situation doesn't have to get any worse, and it doesn't have to get out. And before you question the two of them together, bring some Italian personnel into the room. I don't want this mess being all about us. Understood? The man on the other end of the line, Frank something or other, confirmed his understanding and launched into a bumbling apology for the way things had been handled so far, but Slater hung up midway through it. Why tonight? She lamented internally. Of all the goddamn nights, why did it have to be this one?